Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Happy Thursday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 25th of February, 2021. Here comes the best technology news that's been happening over the past couple of days, and we got it for you like we always do in about 5 minutes. Well, Amazon's got some new products for us. And of course, it wouldn't be an unveiling of Amazon products without the Echo Show, would it? Well, that's exactly what we've got for $249, the new Echo Show 10. This one's a little different, however, though. This Echo Show will follow you around. Kind of cool, kind of spooky. Yep, it is the first Alexa-powered device that is more than just a speaker or just a screen that's right there in front of you. Yep, this one is going to move around. And when I mean around, I mean as in a circle. Yes, this Echo Show will allow Alexa to spin the screen around so it's facing you. Meaning, yes, the built-in camera has tracking algorithms. Other than keeping an eye on you, yeah, that's pretty much all the new features. Yeah, you can still ask the weather, of course, play your favorite playlist, you know, you get the idea. But it could be giving us a glimpse into the future. I'm thinking robots down the road. What do you think? From one Amazon product, we head on over to another one, although this one isn't really physical. Now, this is all about the cloud and your Fire TV. Yep, the Luna Cloud Gaming Service is now open to all Fire TV users. You might remember it did have a small invite-only trial in the U.S. way back 4 months ago, but apparently Amazon thinks, yep, this is definitely ready now. Now, Fire TV users in the U.S., yes, this is only available in the U.S. currently, all you have to do is download the app and grab a 7-day free trial to the Luna Plus channel. Yep, 7 days free. This ain't gonna be free forever. It's actually $6 a month after that. But it will give you a lineup to a whole bunch of games, including Control, Sonic Mania, and a few other popular titles. From what we can tell, Luna Gaming will be able to support resolutions up to 1080p at 60 frames per second, but you better have a bit of a fast internet connection. The bare minimum, Amazon says? Well, 10 megabits. I would push that up to 50 if you really want a good experience. Well, from cloud gaming, we go to VR gaming and Sony. Yes, they have announced the next generation VR headset for your PS5. Now, no, you can't go out and buy it yet. That's not what Sony does. You know, they just announce stuff and tease us for a while. And it's going to be a little while, too, because Sony says this isn't launching this year. From what we do know from Sony's little teasing, the new headset will include an improved field of view and even a single cord that'll make it a lot easier to use. In their statement, they're saying that they're taking what they've learned since launching the PSVR on PS4 and going to develop that into a whole new next generation VR system. And the announcement, Sony went on to say that, yeah, even though it won't be launching this year, we just wanted to provide this early update to our fans and to let them know the development, yes, is definitely underway and it definitely will be coming. And finally, boy, we were just going to keep with our game theme, I guess. Although this one is a rare unreleased one. Do you remember Dinosaur Planet? Well, for maybe diehard gamers out there thinking, whoa, really? Yeah, that game? It was never released. Well, it has been now. Though not with Nintendo's permission. Yeah, this goes back to the good old glory days of Nintendo N64. And those of you unfamiliar with the game, it was actually a 3D action title that was actually turned into Star Fox Adventures for the GameCube. And from what we could tell, this build predates the 2002 release by quite a bit. Now, as far as Dinosaur Planet goes, it was actually destined to be one of the final releases for the N64, but it never happened. However, though, as of today, folklore has now become reality. As for where you can find the unreleased game, well, let's just put it this way. Google is your friend. Got a story no one else is listening? Well, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our website is still located. Yep, there it is, britishtechnetwork.com. Get subscribed to the news show over there. You can also get subscribed to the Mac show as well, the ever-popular Big Show, and of course, the Photo Show too. Our Facebook page, give us a like over there at British Tech Network. Of course, follow us on Twitter at British Tech, and definitely come by our community and join us today at our Slack room by simply going to britishtech.slack.com. The new show, back with your FRIDAY edition tomorrow. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to be happening. But until then, have a great Thursday, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.